Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is a Correct the Mistakes episode. So I'm going to give you two sentences, but they are grammatically incorrect. So your job is to try to find the mistakes and, if you can, correct them. Now, as I said, there's two sentences and in total four mistakes to find. So two in each sentence. So grab a piece of paper and a pen and write these down and try to find and correct the mistakes. Okay, number one. I don't go to the cinema since around 6 months. I don't go to the cinema since around 6 months. And number two. We are normally going to ski every year. We are normally going to ski every year. Okay, so can you find the mistakes? So write those down, pause the podcast, and then when you're ready, press play and I will reveal the answers. Okay, so how did you do? Let's see how you got on. Let's look at number one. So, I don't go to the cinema since around 6 months. So, this is all about the tense. Now, in the original incorrect sentence, I use the present simple. I don't go to the cinema. But we are talking about an action which started in the past and it continues to now. So, not I don't go to the cinema, but I haven't been. I haven't been to the cinema. So it should be the present perfect because we're talking about an action or not doing an action for a period of time. It started in the past and it continues until today and into the future. And the other mistake is the use of the word since. So it's I haven't been to the cinema, not since around 6 months, but for around 6 months. We use since with fixed moments in the past, like since November or since 2003, but not for a duration of time, like 6 months. For duration of time, we use for. So the sentence in full should be, I haven't been to the cinema for around 6 months. Okay, number two. We are normally going to ski every year. Again, we've got a tense mistake. And this time I've used the present continuous. We are normally going. But this is a regular action. Something that happens every year is certainly a regular action. And for regular actions, we do not use the present continuous. We use the present simple. So not we are normally going to ski, but we normally go. We normally go. And then the other mistake is the way we phrase doing an activity like skiing or surfing or diving, fishing, all of these. And you may notice that I'm using the ing form. When we talk about an activity, usually an organized activity or something like a hobby, then we don't say going to ski, but we say go and then the activity in the gerund form. So go skiing or go diving or go swimming. So the sentence should be, we normally go skiing every year. Okay, so well done if you got any of those right. And if you got those wrong, then hopefully you've learnt why and how to do it correctly. And maybe you might want to do a bit more practice with those grammar points. Okay, thank you for listening. I hope you found that helpful. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or if you're interested in taking some classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.